I wait on you. Lord, I wait on you.
You want to make a serious decision in your life, who to marry, and all you are doing is browsing Facebook. You are about to marry a devil. You want to relocate from Nigeria or abroad, and you think it's not a reason for a retreat. Should I move? Should I do? And you browse advantages of staying in Nigeria. Google, enter. That's your destiny we are talking about. There are defining moments. Please hear me. Not every decision in your life is equally important. Lord, should I start a church or continue like this? You don't make that kind of decision sitting down and drinking coffee. You lock yourself and say, flesh, give way. I need to hear something for the destiny of millions. Fasting does not kill. A vigil does not kill, my brothers and my sisters. Conquer spiritual laziness and receive the grace to stay until something comes upon your life. Lord, my ministry is not stable. Men are coming in, men are going out. What is all this? Today we have 10 members. Tomorrow we have 20 members. And the Holy Ghost comes to you and says, son, there is a level of power and grace you need. They will not come and sit down for nothing. And you stay there. 1 hour becomes 2 hours. And the Spirit of God is watching your seriousness. 2 hours become 3 hours. And the Holy Ghost says, this lady is not joking. I have seen there is a boundary you cross in prayer that even God knows you are no longer joking. You are praying, praying from your heart. Lord, you have called me into a ministry of signs and wonders. Where are the evidences? Why is my life barren? Why do I stand to minister and the word of God is not coming with fire? What could be wrong, oh God? I have read every book. I have listened to every man of God. And all of a sudden, he comes with his glory and says, my son, there is a way ministry is done. It's a revelation. You hear every great man tell you of their encounters. Run away from a man who does not have an encounter of the secret place. You don't copy everything. There are things you must get by yourself in the secret place. We were preparing. We are going to pray. Shortly before Koinonia will start. You know, I was already sensing in my spirit, okay, maybe let's go and start ministry in Abuja or somewhere there. Or Jos or whatever it is, you know. Koinonia was already on and I just sensed in my spirit. And then I was having a retreat towards the end of the year. And I just prayed and prayed and slept. I didn't even know I had slept. And all of a sudden I had a dream. And in that dream, I saw a plane lift. And on that plane it was written ENI. It was leaving Zaria to Abuja. Listen, just when it was about to land in Abuja, it crashed. When I got up, I said, Lord, I get the message. The time has not come. I would have stupidly gotten up. Just because somebody wants to sponsor you does not mean God is in it. Please hear me. The times we live in require keenness of sensitivity. One brutal mistake you make can destroy your testimony forever. I would have done that now and you would have been surprised. What have you taken for granted in your life? A gentleman said he likes you. You didn't pray. You just smiled. I think he's the one. Even Samuel saw Eliab and said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. God said, no, 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 no. If you love God and you want to go far, please get this message and listen to it. You become stable in life when you practice retreats periodically. There are times I go for retreats and I say, Lord, are the messages I'm preaching in Koinonia, is it consistent? Am I leading the people in the right way? And God tells me, sometimes you see me tell you that God gave me messages here. Messages, most of these messages you see, commanding results that they talk about, and all of this, the names, the lifter of men, That message has blessed. I was lying down on the bed praying, and the next thing I saw on my pillow, the lifter of men. That's how I saw the message. You would think people are lying if you are not a man of the secret place. Please, we are spending too much of our life in the open. A great man of God, most of your life should be indoors. You are preparing for an extraordinary life. Sister, God has told you are going to marry a great man of God. Catwalking around is not going to bring you the marriage. You go back. Shakos kapata. Leketekos kamata. You are praying and building your spirit. To carry the load of ministry is not a wheelbarrow you are pushing. You are carrying destinies on your head. There are many of us, because you don't have the spiritual stamina for the level you are praying for, God will never take you there. He will take you there and you can die in 1 month because of the kind of attack and persecution that comes at that level. There are even finances. This prosperity thing you see is warfare. Prosperity is warfare. Oh God, make me a millionaire. And God says, son, you are too innocent. You don't know the attack that happens when you have money. Is God speaking to us? This message is calling us a restoration back to retreats. Some of you have not had any retreat this year. Next week is our workers' retreat, thank God. But much more than a workers' retreat, let me tell you the truth. If there is anyone who has been connected to this ministry for a while and you cannot go on a personal retreat, you are not growing. You are not growing, no matter how busy you think you are. You may not have the money to book a hotel or a place. And by hotel, you don't book a hotel where they are playing music in the night and clubbing. You have ruined the whole retreat. Find a place alone. Walk around. Oh God, show me, what am I not getting well? What am I getting? And you are walking and talking like a madman. You think you are talking alone. 1 hour, you are talking by yourself. This is what will happen. Lord, this ministry you are giving me, this anointing, this healing anointing, and you stand and the power of imagination begins to come. You are standing and seeing yourself ministering, and you are sensing a time will come, the climate starts to shift. His majesty is coming. Make way for him. All of a sudden, he can come there. 2-3 hours, you may not know what is happening until the next time you hold a mic. When you hold a mic, you will see the fruit of your retreat. Ordinary, praise the Lord. You are going to see people getting healed, and you say, what is this? Like the gentleman who was saying, you don't just speak and the power of God touches people. God is not a magician. You can fake power, you can't fake his presence. You can borrow revelations here and there. You must have a track record. Are you ready to pray? Our time is gone. Find a corner for yourself. In the next 5 minutes, we are going to blast in the spirit. Instrumentalists, help us. We are going to pray. Just find a place alone for God's sake with God. Cry your heart this night to God and say, Father, something is wrong. I need stability in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Mandas katabra hasana makata shengete kete kete embrakatos koparakatos shengete nante kasko matande shenekata. There is something wrong, oh God. I don't have a personal encounter with you. Help me, oh God. Today I think I'm born again. Tomorrow I'm not sure again. I need a personal encounter. Pray. Shamalakatos shabaka. Pray. Manta brakatos te pekotos sekete lekete brakatos kabarakata embretes katabarakatos sekete ketekete rakatokoto brekete. Give me a personal encounter. A personal encounter. A personal encounter. In the name of Jesus, pray. barakatos. Pray, pray outside. Make sure you're praying. You're following online. Pray. Lord, restore my values. Restore my foundational values. Restore my foundational values. Restore it. The values I kept when I started with you. The values I kept when you started using me. The values I kept when the anointing started coming upon my life. The values I kept that gave me revelation, influence. Restore, oh God. You're a man of God here. Pray. Lord, what am I missing? Pray. Lord, what am I missing? What has my growth in the spirit taken from my life? What am I missing? What about prayer am I missing? What about fasting am I missing? What about the study of the word am I missing? What about character am I missing? Selaka paroka toska barak desalas. Ekretoska tapakatosha prakatosha.